Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
How's it going, Sam?
You know, same old, same old. Good old Friday for a long weekend.
Yeah, I know. Nice to have that 2 weeks in a row, 2 weekends in a row.
Well, I'm actually off in Mungify next week, so I've got 9 days off.
Oh my gosh.
I know, lavish for some.
You didn't opt for the 4 days of annual leave for the 10 day holiday?
No, it kind of worked out better with like the festivals that are going on this weekend and all that kind of stuff. You know?
There are some big festies happening. What's happening in TV though?
So I'm reviewing a Marvel show because you guys know I love my superheroes.
You do?
And this is WandaVision. So this is the new kind of phase 4, I think Marvel is calling it, where they're doing lots of TV shows as well as their movies, some animated shows, and everything's going a bit weird. They're doing lots of different things. So this show, WandaVision, is basically, it's got the Scarlet Witch, played by Elizabeth Olsen, and Vision, played by Paul Bettany, who have been in the Avengers and are like quite big names in the Avengers. Sorry, this is so nerdy. Stick with me, guys.
It's good. We're going deep canon on it.
And they're a couple, and there were a couple in the movies, but you didn't really get to see their relationship grow. And it's shot in a way that every episode is a new decade of sitcoms.
Oh.
So it's Marvel's take on sitcoms. So the first episode is in the 50s and it's in black and white. And the biggest drama in the episode is them making a dinner for Vision's boss at work.
Wait, so sorry, I'm just wrapping my head around this. It's filmed as sitcoms, or they're filming inside the story of sitcoms we know?
So it's a sitcom. So we're watching a superhero sitcom.
Cool. So it's not one, like, it's not a take on one we've already seen.
Well, this one's kind of like, I guess, I Love Lucy kind of vibe. Okay. I think is what it's going for.
Cool.
And second episode, they're trying to do a talent show for their town. The third episode, it gets to the, like the 70s. And she starts, I don't want to give any spoilers because I really want you guys to watch it. And it's just like really fun and really weird and really odd. And there's obviously a mystery behind it because it's like, obviously this isn't going on, but it is going on and we're really confused.
I've got to say, I'm glad you said I really want you guys to watch this, because I was waiting to hear if you were going to be like, and it's really weird and rubbish, or it's really weird and good.
It's really weird and good.
Okay.
Like, I'm into it. This is so hard to explain, but Elizabeth Olsen and Paul Bettany are doing so much fun things on so many fun things on the show. Their comedy chops are really coming to the forefront, because they're doing like slapstick comedy.
Cool, okay.
And like they sort of superpowers, and it's all I keep saying weird because it is just so weird. But I think if you watch the trailer, you'll obviously see there's a larger mystery going on. But basically, I'm going to spoil a movie. I don't review movies. I review TV shows. I'll spoil a movie. In Avengers, Vision dies. So Paul Bettany's character dies, and Elizabeth Olsen is super sad about it, and she's really upset. And then you're like, how is he alive in this show? What is this mystery? And you kind of, if you have background comic book knowledge on who the Scarlet Witch is, you kind of understand what's going on and what this is leading to. So I kind of assume what's going to happen. Like I know all the spoilers that might not be spoilers, because if you read comic books, that's what these things are based on.
Yeah.
But the mystery behind it is really fun. And also, when it gets to episode 4, you start seeing more of the outside world and what is really going on, and the mystery gets deeper and deeper. And I think that's what's really fun, is Marvel has taken this huge gargantuan monolith they've created.
Yes.
Which are these epic films. I couldn't even list off or number how many films there are, and spin-off TV shows, and all this like huge, huge linked universe. And they've decided, hey, it's phase 4. We've done this for bloody 21 years now.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's mix it up. Let's change it around. Let's do some fun stuff and give our creators or new creators the opportunity to do some really fun stuff. And I think that's what's really exciting, is when Marvel's biggest critique has been that they've become homogenized in the same movies. And you can just kind of sub out the superhero and have it be the same thing.
Got you.
So like, superhero comes to Earth and they find a pretty girl and they fight a bad guy. The end. You know, and that's kind of...
Save a big city.
Yeah. But the big city still gets destroyed quite a bit. There's probably huge losses of life, but no one talks about it because let's not get into the realities of this. But this plays on the whole idea that there is so much you can do, and this is a made-up world, so why not do really fun made-up things with it?
Totally. Yeah.
And it gives me the Thor love and fun... Like, why can't I say my thizz today?
It's because Thor, it's Friday, that's why.
It's Friday. Thor love and thunder... No, not love and thunder. Ragnarok. Taika Waititi's film. It kind of has that same jovial nature to it, where it's playing with the genre. It doesn't take itself seriously at all. And it just wants us to be like, oh, okay, there is so much stuff you can do in this universe. And like I said, Elizabeth Olsen and Paul Bettany are just really good in it.
Yeah, I think that's all you really need for anything. You need a couple of very good actors to pull something through, because you can have a very clever plot, you can have a really great script, but if your actors are not funny and it's meant to be funny, it's not going to work, is it?
And it's so hard to play a balance between like a 1950s sitcom and then a 60s sitcom and then a 70s sitcom.
Yeah.
That's like, these are genres that these people, like, I don't know how old Elizabeth Olsen is, but she didn't grow up watching I Love Lucy, I don't presume.
No.
And I have very little references of that kind of time period of TV. And I love TV. But I couldn't say the last time I looked back on like clips from a 1960s or 50s TV show. So that the research that I've done and the like kind of homage they're paying to this is quite exciting, because it does kind of allow a new audience to look back and be like, oh, okay, like these TV shows have value despite being impossible to watch these days. Like, they wouldn't have any value these days to most viewers, because we're conditioned to watch TV in a certain way.
Yeah.
And yeah, it makes you kind of like really appreciate this kind of love these creators have for the medium of TV.
Cool.
I have two questions.
I would love to.
So there's a through line through all the episodes, even though they're different.
Yeah.
They're a decade apart.
Yeah. And it kind of like deepens the mystery as it goes through.
And do you have to be familiar with Marvel?
No, I think you could jump into this one and have no real clue, because I think it'd be even better, this show, if you had no idea what had happened, because the mysteries are going to shock you more.
Yeah.
Which is why I'm trying to give as little spoilers as possible about the actual show. Because I know that some people love Marvel, some people hate Marvel. I don't know if you guys have seen all the films.
I had a lot of friends at high school who were really into Marvel, so I watched quite a lot of them, never really loved them. Then I watched Thor and I really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
So I feel like if I've enjoyed Thor, I'm going to probably like the sound of this TV show.
Yeah, and like there's definitely people that are outliers. There's shows or movies that are outliers from the Marvel Universe that are like standalone great pieces of work that don't need prior Marvel knowledge. But the issue with Marvel now having all these interconnected films is you kind of need to know everything. Like the Age of Ultron and the Infinity Wars or the Endgames, those kind of films where it's got every single character in it. If you don't know the characters, you're going to be like, well,
I don't know,
who
what's
is
happening?
This person and what's going on?
That's what Wikipedia's for.
Exactly. But like even then, you could do like 3 hours of Wikipedia-ing and not know what's going on. And that's fine. But this show is
one you can dive into.
Yeah, and just well-crafted. Like, you can tell that the creators are like, oh my God, let's do something
really fun and silly.
Yeah.
Awesome.
But then also tie it in, because this is going to lead into further projects down the line.
Cool.
For this phase four, because Marvel works in phases where they have like a kind of focus every, I guess, like 5 or 6 years, and they do TV shows and movies that are wrapped in together. And the fun thing about this is Kevin Feige, the main head of Marvel, like, creation, like, he kind of looks over all the projects. He says that streaming is like the future, and like, he's, since COVID-19, he's been like, actually, why can't we go straight to streaming, and why can't we just have it be like this? Because it shows that these big studios are actually taking notice of what TV and what like movies on your laptop can do, and like how you can reach the people.
That is very cool. If people do want to reach WandaVision, where do they go to watch it?
So it's on Disney Plus, which is a streaming service that came out last year in 2019 November. It's been around
last
for a little
year.
Bit.
What was last year?
What
last
is
year's
time?
Deleted.
What is time? But yeah, go check it out. I think it's really, really worth a watch if you've got any sort of like preconceived notions about Marvel, because it's going to challenge you a little bit.
Awesome. That sounds fantastic. Thank you very much for that, Sam.
Hey, no worries.
Have a lovely long weekend.
long weekend.
And we'll see you soon.
Viewmaster. Only on 95 BFM.